How does this work?
Ryan, is this thing on? Oh, we're recorded?
Ryan! Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chris's,
the podcast. The Chris's are proud to present today's sponsor,
Leafy Organics. Leafy Organics Prana, made with organic turmeric and ginger.
Decreases inflammation, improves brain function, benefits heart health, and improves joint condition.
Yes, go to leafyorganics.com or on the gram at leafyorganics, that's L-E-E-F-Y. Get 15% off your first purchase with our code. Chris, what's the code?
Discount code QWTC. Also, a very special thank you to all of the Chris's team members who have donated at patreon.com/QWT.
Chris's!
Ryan, start the show! Big win! Big win, Ryan! Wave the towel. Wave it! No? Oh, that's right. You don't have a towel. Yeah, not a real fan. Wow, did you see that that game last night?
Big win last night, Chris.
Big win.
Big win.
If one of us got COVID mid-show and had to get pulled, would you think you'd come back on to the show if we won the podcast championship?
If we won the podcast championship, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Think so?
If we won the podcast championship, I think I would come back on whatever the podcast championships are. Maybe on Podcorn. Maybe
yeah.
We can get on Podcorn.
Ryan, when are the podcast championships again? Sup fellas. Oh, we're live.
Oh, hey.
Oh, I'm sorry, folks. If you're a breadcrumber, Anthony, we appreciate you joining us. Ryan, the music. Yep. Por favor, ora, rapido. Yeah. No. Any day now. Champions, and we're live. Welcome to Quarantining
with the Chris's.
I'm your host Chris, and we have a very, very special championship Heinz 57 edition today, folks.
Yes, we're celebrating champions in the most righteous way, Chris, for a righteous Wednesday.
That was wonderful. That was probably the best intro ever.
Yes, I think so. Okay, show's over.
Oh, and we're done. Ryan, hit the outro music. Thank you again for joining Quarantine the Chris's. If you share a wall with us, or if you don't, we appreciate your viewership on a special Righteous Wednesday edition. Congratulations to the Dodgers. Ryan, yeah, got the whole state. No one else got COVID except for Justin Turner. So they're all winners.
Really?
So, yeah.
Interesting. Thanks for the follow-up there.
But we do have a special PSA today.
Yes, the same as every day. Please wear your PSA. No, please wear your mask and practice physical distancing.
What he's trying to say is please wear an effing mask and please stay away from people. Just stay away from people. It's not very hard. The entire country is not listening. We only have 6 more days till an election, but COVID is still here and it's still a problem.
It's still here, Chris, and so are we.
Yep.
We'll be here until our moms tell us... To go home?
Until it's safe to go outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Our favorite charity that we've been supporting all year, and particularly at the end of this month, Okaizu, is our 100 for 100 campaign. They are matching dollar for dollar all of donations. We are 25% away, we're 25% to our goal. Of $500. We've had $200 donated so far.
So, I don't know math, Chris. I think that's 40% actually.
Oh, 40%.
I think so, yeah. Maybe we need to get Manaz on it to figure out.
You know what? Either way, just go to the link in our bio and please help support Okaizu as their camp was devastated due to the bear fire in Northern California recently. And that's our community calls all week.
Yes, the 100 for 100 campaign. Check out the link. We do have to pay the bills, Chris.
Oh, we do.
Yes.
Oh, what do we got, Ryan?
We're sponsored today by Vivo Sport Perform. Plant protein and BCA, Chris. No GMOs, soy-free, dairy-free, veganic. I'm not sure what that means, or fermented.
Shout out to Vivo. I looked for about 10 minutes for a scoop in your protein until I figured there was none in there and read the packaging.
Yes, there's no scoops in the protein. You get all the scoops you need, though, to to keep you sustained, Chris.
That's how that works?
Yes. You just pour it in.
You just take a wild guess. There's not even like a measurement of how to put it in. It's actually quite good protein. I just don't know how long.
It says add one scoop or two heaped tablespoons, approximately 36 g's.
Well, how can you add one scoop if there's no scoop in it?
Well, it comes with, you're supposed to get it. I don't know. Maybe we can get our guest on. He's the one who recommended it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can ask Todd about the scoops.
Oh. Ryan, we got our guest on, Ryan. Thank you for joining Quarantine the Chris's. Help support Okaizu. Every dollar is matched one for one. That'd be awesome. Oh, I'm sorry. We have a guest on. Oh, hey, Todd.
How y'all doing?
Good.
We're great. How are you?
Good. Doing really good.
Yeah.
I actually have extra scoops because I bought so many bags of that protein powder, and that was before they discontinued the scoops. So if you need a scoop, I can hook you up with a scoop.
You know what? Ryan, can you get the information? We'll do an exchange. We'll send you a secret gift. Todd Barnett at Todd B on Instagram.
I'll send you a scoop.
You know what?
Right on.
Yeah, I get that it's like saving the environment by not putting a scoop in, but it's also confusing all of the customers.
Yeah, I think that they were really making a push to go compostable with all of their stuff, and I don't know if they were able to figure out a way to make a good compostable scoop.
Interesting.
Or they just expect everybody to just, I don't know, keep the scoop from the first time, and then, I don't know. Who knows?
Makes sense. Reusable scoops.
Right.
That is the scoop from a hot toddy.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Speaking of hearing things first, can you talk to us about Health Righteous? And you just broke some news to us about receipts. We heard it here from your podcast first.
Yeah. It's a damn shame, you know, just how much we get exposed to that we are completely oblivious to. So, in thermal receipt paper, they're actually coated with BPA. Like, the side of the receipt that gets printed on has a coating of BPA on it. The transfer is directly onto your skin as soon as you touch it, disrupts your hormones, causes some long-term health problems if you get too much of it in your system or if your body's just more susceptible to the changes in your hormones than other people. So, I say skip the receipt.
So,
get an email to you.
Yeah. Yet another way. I mean, I don't want to touch the receipt due to COVID-19 protocol, but I also have to be scared of BPA now. Like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
But
yeah, it's just, it's one small thing that we just are completely oblivious to and unaware of that we can avoid if we have the knowledge. And otherwise, we're kind of putting ourselves in harm's way unwittingly.
Interesting. I guess as a professional DJ, what were your thoughts when you found out that they were in CDs too? Like, are you going to get rid of your CDs?
What a bummer. Yeah, I guess I'll just have to throw out all of my old books of CDs and DVDs. No, I don't even have anything that can play a CD anymore. Like, my housemate asked me yesterday, he's like, do we have anything that can play a DVD? No, we don't.
Yeah. You just spin it really fast on your finger and maybe something will show on the wall.
Get a laser pointer out.
Right. Speaking of laser pointers, I was actually just heard right before the show, Ryan was telling us that laser pointers are trying to get banned in LA because people are using them for reasons they shouldn't be.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
So stock up now if you're listening out there in quarantine land.
I didn't know people still had those that weren't college professors.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole underground market. Todd Barnett on Tab B on Instagram. Live, I believe, in Los Angeles or in Washington. Where are you right now?
I am in sunny Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. Welcome.
Or as I like to call it, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
I think that's the correct, that's the original, that's the framers of the Constitution, I think, said it that way.
Yeah. Oh. I'm really glad you got all of the Dodgers talk out before I got on, because I actually was not following anything sport-related this year. But there were a lot of fireworks going off across the street from me, so I feel like I was involved.
You were involved. Yeah. Fireworks equal involvement. That's what Dr. Fauci said.
Yeah.
And since you've moved to this, back to L.A., we've won two championships. Is it because of you, Todd?
Yes, all signs point to yes, it's definitely me. So treasure me.
So Todd, you moved back to Los Angeles, was it during the quarantine or?
Yeah, my housemate, his housemate at the time was moving out. And my housemate is my best friend. So he was like, hey, my crappy housemate is moving out, come fill in his room. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll actually have a chance to get a job if I move right into the thick of it down in Los Angeles rather than living in a small rural town in Washington. That has not yet been the case. So if you are watching this and you would like to hire me,
we may have a job for you. You have quite the plant behind you, and we're trying to grow our own plant. Do you have any tips for us as a professional gardener?
I do not. I'm very new to being a plant dad. I just put like a little bit of water in all of my plants each day, and I tell them that I love them. And I think that it's more the love than the water that causes them to thrive. But all of my plants are doing pretty good. I actually brought one with me from Washington.
Ooh.
His name is Oliver. I can give you a little tour.
All right.
Oh, yes. This is Oliver. He's my baby.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Hey, Oliver.
does saliva help Oliver grow?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That makes sense.
He's a very pretty boy, just like his dad.
I had to go on a mission to save the only plant that I've kept alive during the pandemic, Britney the basil plant, who we only sing Britney Spears songs to, and it was thriving, but during a gust of wind outside, it got knocked onto the neighbor's roof, and I had to go save her life, and she seems to be doing okay. She's a little shaken, but I think...
You know, entire campaign that was about freeing Britney, was it actually about your plant?
You know what, I think it was. This
is
the first
emancipate itself onto the neighbors. Are they is there some sort of a conservatorship going on with your plant?
There is you know, thank you for bringing that up. That's the right, that's a first for the program. So thank you for bringing that to everyone's attention. We have questions flying in from around the world. If anyone has a question for Todd, there is a question mark box below. This one is about sports. Can you move New Jersey to save the Jets? So apparently wherever you move saves the franchise. So the godfather of the program, who doesn't even live in New Jersey anymore, wants you to move there.
I don't know about Jersey.
Yes. Speaking of Jersey, they're kind of in some dark waters. Can you talk to us about the recent flick, Dark Waters? And how it relates to all your research.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So when I booted up my second season of my podcast, I needed to really dig deep, because each episode is like birthing a child.
Oh.
Like, it's everything from the conception to the gestation period, and then that really painful process of just forcing it out into the world. It takes a lot out of me. It's really exhausting. And so I wanted to do something that was going to light the fire back inside of me. So I remembered why I care, and why other people, I wanted to share what I know with other people so that they can care. And Dark Waters was definitely something that relit that fire for me. It's basically just the story of this lawyer who gets approached by these people in this small town that their water supply is all poisoned. It's kind of like Aaron Brockovich, but like a modern version of it. Without the push-up bra. Yeah, no, I don't know if Mark Ruffalo would look great in a push-up bra, but
you might.
I won't shit on it until I see it, right?
Yeah, makes sense. Maybe he did some push-ups before the role, though.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, it's basically just this person who was kind of resistant to... He was being a lawyer on behalf of chemical companies, but then this person came and he ended up changing his career path to really fighting on the side of the people against the big money, big pharma, big chemical, big agriculture, like all of these companies that kind of work in tandem to put profit before people's health.
The Chris's, unsullied by sponsorships since 2020.
Speaking of tandems, we do have a question about a chicka pig. What is a chicka pig, coming from one Evan Saw?
Evan Saw one.
Oh my gosh. I love these segues, by the way. Just speaking of tandem, Chick-a-Pig is, let me just grab it.
Is it a real pig?
Chick-a-Pig.
Is it a vegan pig? What is
it? It has nothing to do with anything that I ever talk about, but it is on my Tinder profile, which is probably where Anthony saw it. Chick-a-Pig is a farm-to-table game. It's basically, I don't even really know how to explain it. You're these little tiny Chick-a-Pigs. You're trying to make your way across the board into the coop, and there's cow pies you gotta dodge. You're trying to block the other people. It's a game of strategy. It's a game of compassion, you know? It's all about thinking about farming and trying not to slide in some poop.
Wow. I mean, that kind of sums up 2020 a little bit, right? Just trying not to slide into any poop.
Accurate, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. And then your podcast, you said that you have a groundbreaking episode coming out this weekend that you're recording. What exactly is it on?
Yeah, so there's a couple different topics that I've been juggling about what to talk about next. I think that this next episode is going to be on probiotics and prebiotics and really diving into the microbiome that starts in your mouth and goes all the way down to your colon and from one end to the other end, and talking about how to nourish it and what it means to have a really healthy biome and how that's going to set you up for success throughout the rest of your life.
Mm, wow.
You are the king of puns. Is it going to be called the biome to your body?
I don't know. I haven't come up with a clever title for that one yet. I feel like my "don't be a whore moron" kind of comes across as being condescending or patronizing. So I hope that I didn't make anybody feel like they were less than when they were listening to my last episode of my podcast.
People could just be mispronouncing it the whole time.
Maybe we have.
Yeah, whore moron.
And on your podcast, Health Righteous, what other topics have you been touching on?
We've talked about alcohol. We've talked about plant-based milks and burgers. We've talked about 5 everyday foods that are trying to kill you.
Ooh.
That was a good one. I mean, it's the title is a little bit clickbaity. It's a little misleading.
Yeah, it's like 10 o'clock news on Fox 6. The 5 foods that can kill you you're eating for dinner right now.
Yes. That one, I mean, it's interesting because it shapes the way that I eat. Like, everybody's like, oh, sprouts are a health food. Put sprouts on your salad. Put sprouts everywhere. And it's like, well, some sprouts are good and some are not. Like, some have cannabinoid in it, which is not good for you. It can be dangerous to you. And then people are like, eat all mushrooms. But don't eat raw mushrooms, because eating raw mushrooms can also be dangerous. So there's just like, there's certain things that you just have to, the more of the picture you have, the more you're going to protect yourself, the more you're going to get yourself out of harm's way.
Okay. I guess, which are the safe Sprouts to shop at here in LA?
I go to Sprouts like every 2 days, probably.
Wow.
I go an ungodly amount, especially they just had a spice sale. It was 2-for-1 spices, and I went a little ham on the spices. I got some, the shelves were wiped clean almost by the time I got there because I wasn't the only one who got the clue about the spices. But then I had to get some rain checks because they were out of some of my favorite spices.
Wow.
So,
I didn't even know rain checks were still a thing.
Yeah, they do that?
I didn't either. I like dug deep for that. I was like, do rain checks exist? Is that a thing? But apparently it still is, and it made the people behind me in line extremely angry. But I when they get them back in stock, I'm gonna be the one who's laughing.
You sure are, hot toddy.
And
yeah,
and your podcast Health Righteous is hosted by a man named Leaf, is it?
Yeah. Who's Leaf?
Who is Leaf, you ask? Leaf is a pseudonym that I've had since I was a camp counselor in training, actually. I was like 16, 17 years old, and you pick a camp name when you're a camp counselor at the camp I went to. And I chose that name because for some reason that was the only name that I felt really fit me. It kind of had like a little nod to Scandinavia, and I'm 35% Swedish, according to 23andMe.
Mm.
And it is all, you know, it's like a natural plant-based sounding name. I was a plant-based guy back then, still am. Whole Foods plant-based. And
sponsor me.
And then I went to Burning Man, and I was wandering around Burning Man, and I went into this this place where you can get a signed playa name if you don't have one, because some people like to have an alternate name when they go to Burning Man. And my I went into this booth, and this person was like, "All right, I'm gonna get a read on you. I'm gonna see what's up." She was like, "Cool, tell me about you." I was like, "I'm a DJ," and she was like, "All right, probably not going to use that." And I was like, "Cool." She was like, "What else?" And I was like, "I don't know. I like the environment. I'm like a vegan." And she like sat there for a minute, and she just like dug deep, closed her eyes, and then she opened her eyes, and she was like, "Leaf." And I was like, I started weeping. I was just, because that was the only name that I've ever had that wasn't my birth name that I'd ever felt any connection to. And also, I've had like a really conflicted past with my birth name, just because Todd is not a great name.
Is it? It's also missing a letter.
Maybe people have an extra letter. I like to think that I'm the compact version. No BS. You know, it's good enough for God. It's good enough for me.
I like that.
Ryan, put that on a t-shirt.
I don't even know what I'd do with a pair of double D's.
Speaking of double D's, you are the disc jockey.
Yes.
Can you talk to us about how you are able to play music really fast in your videos, but you dance really slowly?
Yeah, so there's a video that I put together for this music festival that I produce, or music arrangement, music experience that I put together every 2 months called Iridescent. And I recorded the set for my experience for people, but I invited some friends to dance along in the music video with me, but I didn't tell them until like right when they were on their way over to see me that they were going to be dancing to music in double time. So it was actually going to not sound like music. It was just going to sound like noise, but they were going to still have to act like it was the best music they've ever heard and dance their butts off. One of them was on a scooter because she had a broken foot. So she had to scoot her butt off to the music. And yeah, we just like went to town, and then I played it back for them. You know, in half time of what we were dancing, but in like regular time of the music, and it was just magic. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just magic.
Ooh. We have a question here for Todd from Danny Lagro. What is the most unusual food that you have suggested others introduce into their everyday diets?
I don't even know if I've actually suggested. Well, I mean, like, to my friends, I've suggested things, but I just have a really dense supplement collection. So I'd say one of the things that I would recommend that everybody incorporate if they have access to it, or if they like making smoothies, is Moringa. Moringa is like a fantastic multivitamin. It's made from, it's like a leaf that grows, but it is one of the most nutrient dense and nutrient diverse single food items that you could actually have in your diet.
Moringa.
So, Moringa, yeah.
Not Morongo for Telecasino.
No, I don't know what that is, but...
Interesting. I guess being a vegan and eating some, and having the name Leaf and eating a leaf, does that make you a cannibal or an herbivore? You're eating your own.
I think both a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah. But
cannibal.
Plants don't scream, so that's at least not to frequencies that we can hear. So I don't feel bad about it.
Do plants scream?
I've actually heard, like, every once in a while, somebody, I think there was actually somebody who was tuned into this live stream, who's actually sent me an article, like, plants respond to screams if they hear other, like, if a plant gets injured nearby, then they'll respond as if they heard its scream or something. I don't know. There's a lot of really strange science around the way that plants react to being damaged and harmed, but I don't think any of it represents like having a nervous system, which is the whole reason why I don't eat animals or eat any animal-based stuff, because animals are sentient in the way that they have a nervous system. Like, they can process pain and fear and anxiety in a way that is comparable to the way that we do. So if we don't have to subject them to that, if we don't have to eat them to survive or harm them to survive, then why would we? Yeah.
What do you think a plant scream would sound like?
Probably higher pitch. It'd be like,
Wow, that's it. There it is. It's like a balloon / elephant. Todd Barnett at Todd B on Instagram nailed it, I think.
Yeah. Do you do anything? Do you like make balloon animals while you're DJing? Is this your special skill?
No. I'm a pretty quiet DJ. I had to go on the mic a lot when I DJed at a bar in San Francisco. I was always having to let them know that the upstairs bar was open and like what the drink specials were for the night. But it's always, I don't know, it just always feels kind of corny being like, yo, it's your boy Hot Toddy on the decks reminding you the upstairs bar is open. Woo! Let's party!
And then no one goes upstairs because they think it's only Hot Toddies that are the special. And they're like, when's the last time you ordered a Hot Toddy at a bar?
Always, constantly, consistently. Actually, I haven't had one in a really long time, but it is Hot Toddy season, so.
It's true. It is.
It is.
Is
And speaking of Hot Toddy season, you've been doing bi-monthly little DJ fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing I alluded to earlier. It's called Iridescent. It's every 2 months we put together this collaboration of different DJs and drag performers that are primarily based in the Bay, and we're fundraising for different nonprofits that are actively trying to enact racial change and justice. So the first one was for the it was an organization for lesbian rights, but their CEO was a black lesbian, and a huge portion of their advocacy has to do with racial justice in the Bay. And then next we were doing the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. And they actually just recently won a suit that they had against the US Postal Service, because they were trying to sue them to make them continue to actually operate, because they were suing them for the changes that they were making that were unlawful. And our next one is going to be in support of migrant farm workers.
That's awesome. We have questions flying from around the world. This one is from a very thirsty male. When are we getting another DJ mix? BPA free, I hope.
Oh, yeah, always. No CDs here. It'll be coming out a week after Halloween. So the first Saturday in November.
Wow. And then how can people find said mix?
If you follow Iridescent Party on Instagram or on Facebook, then you can watch it live when it debuts at our party.
Anthony said, I can't wait.
Yay. Also, you can follow Hot Toddy. That's spelled hot, like haute couture. And you can follow me on Mixcloud, SoundCloud. I think those are the most places, main places. You can go to djhottoddy.com. And that'll connect you right away.
Ooh, there it is.
How long have you been DJ Hot Toddy? Was that your original name when you were like 16, or has it evolved?
Yeah, I haven't been DJing quite that long. I started when I was like 22, I think. So 11 years ago. That was my first name. I was DJing at boutique clothing stores, and there's only so much you can do with the name Todd. So I was like, Hot Toddy, but spell it like hot couture because I'm in a clothing store.
Ooh.
And now I'm Hot Toddy.
Why does Toddy have two D's?
I think Toddy with one D would look like it says Toddy.
Hot Toddy.
Hot Toddy.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that you would step in like on the way to your car in the morning. It's not something you want.
Wouldn't be something on what the chickpeas? What was the
chickapig?
Chickapig.
Chickapig.
Yes. Chickapig.
Product placement.
Todd Barnett sponsored today at Todd B on Instagram, Chickapig.
Yeah.
And now, brought to you by Undisclosed Sponsor.
The first time I played it, I was actually at a farm, so it was very appropriate. I was at the Bee Love Farm, which is where Cafe Gratitude and Gracias Madre grow some of their produce, and that's where the owners of those restaurants live. I was there for an annual olive harvest in October.
Ooh.
Last year.
Oh, wow.
I was raking olives off trees. Very in touch with my nature roots. And we played, they had like a hand carved chickapig there. So that was the legit way to play the game. Everything was magnetized too, so you didn't have things all skirting all over the place when somebody sneezed.
Wow. I miss pre-pandemic. You could play hand carved games. I mean,
yeah,
it's wonderful. KR McCarter 78 asks, what would your rap name be?
Oh, I have a rap name. I have never rapped under it before, but it's Lil Snoozy because I like to take a lot of naps.
Wow, Lil
That's
Snoozy.
Lil Snoozy.
Sounds like you'll be a hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Yeah, so good you haven't even made a hit yet, actually.
And I likely never will.
Have you a rap name? I don't know if we've ever thought of a rap name.
I've never sat down and figured it out because it's not a career I have pursued yet.
Yeah.
Although after I watched 8 Mile, I think I thought I was a rapper because I memorized all the battle raps.
Oh.
But that was a different time.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I don't know them anymore.
Some sick bars.
That movie came out what, like 17 years ago? Are we that old? Are we that old now?
Yeah, that is correct.
I think my rapper name is going to be called, inspired by the quarantine and also by having no flow, it's going to be called No Bars.
No Bars.
No Bars.
Yes.
Yeah.
No flow, no bars.
No flow, no bars. Yes, that's it. That is an extended version of it.
I'm sure it'd do really well.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are
You've
some...
all heard of low flow toilets, but have you heard of a no flow toilet?
Ooh.
That's...
No flow toilet, yes. That's going to be my nickname.
Karen McCarter 78 said, I have some rhymes up my sleeve. Lil Lost is your name.
Oh, wow.
Lil Lost.
Wow,
Lil
and
Lost.
You must be Lil
That's...
Found.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Hope you just be Lil Lost and Lil Found.
Lil Lost, Lil Found. I like it. It's fresh.
Looks like we've made it. Well, thanks, Karen McCarter, for coming up with our DJ name.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Pew, pew, pew.
Ryan, you missed the time.
You're quite the creative character. Well, you're just quite the creative person.
Character, baby.
Character. We still don't know. We all could be characters in this simulation. Who knows? And you make simulations. Can you talk about like your passion for videography and also like graphic design?
Yeah. Something that a lot of people never really think about is what DJs have to go through to be a DJ.
Don't you just press a button and it just plays, right? That's it?
Yeah, some DJs, absolutely.
Okay.
But also, like, people don't really pity the DJ that much. But when I started DJing all those many long years ago, you have to be your own one-man or one-person production company. You have to make your own flyers. You have to do your own website, unless you have money for this kind of stuff. But usually DJs that are just starting out probably spend most of their money just on the equipment to get started, which is what I did. And then I was like, cool, now what? And then I just really put my Photoshop classes that I took in high school to use. And I've been doing it ever since. I was making my own flyers, and then I started making flyers for other bars in San Francisco. And then I ended up working at the San Francisco AIDS Foundation as their creative services manager. And so I kind of worked my way up the ranks, and then I felt like I couldn't do the office thing anymore, so I had to go and back to doing my own thing. And now I'm like, I'm ready to work in an office again because I can use some stability especially considering all of the bars closed, so I'm not making flyers for them, and I'm not DJing at them anymore. Who wants to give me some money?
Well, if you find someone, please let us know. Maybe you can start making flyers for podcasters.
Oh. Yeah.
Looking to step up their games.
Yeah, Ryan's been picking pennies off of the street during the pandemic, so we have at least Tree Fitty probably to pay.
That's a lot of pennies.
He has one job, to pick up pennies.
And he does it very well.
Mediocre.
He's only supposed to pick the ones with the head side up because it's lucky, but he doesn't listen to us. Only lucky pennies here in the quarantine quarters.
But if the lucky penny gets put in the pocket and it comes out heads up, like, or tails down, is it the initial way you find it?
Yeah, it's the initial way you find it. Have you never heard this before?
I think that's you choosing your own fate, choosing your own destiny.
It is.
Making luck, you know?
Have you ever, like, paid for one of those, like, it's like 51 cents and it, like, stretches a penny out or gives you some, like...
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I used to do those all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was upset.
Why was that even a thing? Why stretching out a coin? Like, why did we want those?
We like to break things and we like to stretch things out. I remember my grandparents had a train track right in front of their house, and we used to put like pennies and nickels and quarters on that, and then those, they would basically be the same thing that would happen to those. A train would go by and get to pull them out afterward, and they were all stretched out shiny because it like exposed all the new sides of it.
Yeah, that sounds a lot cooler than just like putting it in a machine and like cranking it and then something comes out with like the Golden Gate Bridge on it.
That is also cool. Wait, how do they turn a regular penny into one with the Golden Gate Bridge on it? I think it's just they give you a new, they just create something totally new.
Probably.
Speaking of new things, what are you going to dress up for Halloween? This question is from Evan Saw.
Halloween costume. Well, I was watching Pen 15 with my housemate, and we were talking about dressing up as the two main characters from that.
That'd be good.
I've been watching that too. Season 2. Actually, the other night, Maya was in my dream. We were like swimming through cavernous like water holes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
Pause. There we go. There we go. Sorry. I was...
Oh, welcome back.
Welcome back.
Well,
yes, you got a little, like, the sun changed, and then I couldn't see you guys anymore, so I had to turn the brightness up on my phone. So it's more like, welcome back to you guys.
Well, we're happy to be here with little Scrappy and little Scooby. Is that who we are?
It was a little snoozy, and it was little lost and little found.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What are you guys going to dress up as?
I guess probably my rap name now, Lil Found.
And I'm still lost. Oh, it's Lil Lost. I'll dress up as Lil Lost.
I mean, you just embodied that name so perfectly.
I don't know where I am.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wait. We're live. Oh. Okay. Great. With Todd at Todd B on Instagram.
That's me.
Well, Todd, what are you looking forward to doing? I know there's a lot of exciting things happening in Los Angeles, and by a lot of exciting things, COVID-19. But through the rest of the year, aside from getting your dream job, which I'm sure you'll get soon, what are you looking forward to doing, whether it's with the Health Righteous podcast or DJing or, you know, saving the world somehow?
Well, yeah, we touched a little bit early on videography and like that, how that was something that I am adding to my wheelhouse. I've been doing some editing of videos, but I haven't, I bought this brand new Canon camera. Like, I don't know. They started teasing it in like February. And so I was watching it. I like to have the latest technology. So I was like, new Canon camera coming out. So excited about this. I'm going to get it as soon as it comes out. They start teasing it in February. It doesn't go on sale till July. So in July, I'm like first in line. I wake up at like 6 a.m. to watch the keynote. So I'd be the first one to buy it. I buy it as soon as I can. And then it doesn't ship until like a month and a half ago. So I get the camera, but it's just the body of a camera.
Ooh.
So it doesn't actually come with a memory card. It doesn't come with a lens. So I have this camera body that is spectacular. It's a gorgeous body, but I can't do anything with it until I have a lens. So I buy a lens for it. This like sickening lens. I can't wait to use it. also backward. So I every day I wake up, and it's kind of like Bly Manor. There was like this scene where it just like talks about this girl. She like wakes up every morning, she checks the door to see if it's still locked, and then she goes back to bed and then just lays down until the next day. And that's how I feel every day. I'm waking up and checking, is it still back ordered? Yes, it is. And then I go back to bed and I sleep until the next day, until I can check and see if it's still on back order again.
There you go. Lil Snooze is Rip Van Winkle of the camera game.
Yep. Lil Snooze making some big moves with the snooze.
Whoa, little Snooze making big moves. Gosh, tongue twister. You got your first bar right there.
You're welcome.
Well, Todd Barnett at Todd B on Instagram, we appreciate you joining us. We're looking forward to all the great things you're doing, including your podcast, Health Righteous, and your bi-monthly DJ fundraisers, which is going on
Saturday after.
So we should probably know if there's a new president by then, or we probably won't know until 2022.
I'm just doing my best not to think about it. I've voted. I've gotten other people to vote, and that's all I can do.
Now back to bed for you.
You heard it here first. Vote.
30 years. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate
See you guys
it.
Later. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
That was Todd Barnett at Todd B on Instagram. Check out his fundraiser for migrant farm workers. They do a different one twice a month. On his multiple platforms and his Hot Toddy website, which I've already forgot the URL for, but we'll put it in the description of the show when we're done. Also check out his podcast Health Righteous, and learn about all the healthy things you should and should not be doing, including all that BPA on receipts.
Yes, those BPAs on receipts, plastic item. Yeah, the most recent one was quite interesting. Yeah, it was with the don't be a whore-moron.
Whore-moron.
Yes.
Don't be one.
Don't be one.
Don't be a moron, but also if you don't vote, you should probably vote. We have 6 more days until the election. Get those ballots in early. I don't know what state you're in, but if you're on the United States, in the continental, or in Hawaii, or Alaska, which is way up there, which also is where our link in our bio is, you should probably vote. But also, more importantly, the first link in our link tree in our bio does what, Chris?
Yes, it connects to our 100 for 100 campaign with Camp Okaizu, benefiting families with children who have cancer.
Go to the link in our bio, 100 for 100 campaign, dollar for dollar match until the end of this week. Please help support Okaizu. We've raised $400 to date. Our goal is 1,000, so we are right there. So please help support Okaizu rebuild after the devastating bear fire that destroyed almost the entire camp. Okaizu.org, or just click the link in our bio to find out some more information. Or if you want to Venmo us, any way you want to send us money for Okaizu, we'd appreciate it.
They'll go directly to them and double your dollar, Chris.
Yep. And we do have to pay the bills, speaking of dollars.
Oh, yes. Pay the bills to perform protein powder by Vivo Sport. This actually has... the reason why I got this was because of actually Todd B. And there's no heavy metals in it. BPA-free, made with turmeric and reishi mushroom.
No heavy metals, only smooth beats. And picking up smooth... tomorrow we have a very smooth episode with an author, podcast host. Mark does a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Mark does it all. He'll be teaching us how to say suck at the shyness.
Yeah, not close. Screw
close.
Screw shyness.
Screw shyness.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Screw being shy.
Screw being shy.
Which is a book available where all great books are sold.
Where is that?
Amazon.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Everyone uses Amazon. It's the quickest. It's the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Amazon, for hosting us. And thanks for Todd for coming on today. Bye.
I will see you next time. Health Righteous. And you better vote.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Quarantining
with the Chris's. Please support our GoFundMe benefiting Okaizu Children's Cancer Camp. Search No Hair for Care on GoFundMe.com for more information.
Connect with the Chris's on our website, qwtchris's.com, and on Instagram, YouTube, the Facebook, Twitch, TikTok, and even Twitter, at qwtchris's.
Catch us live across all social media every day that ends in Y, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Ryan, end the show.